You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hello, I'm Charles Stanley. God is amazing in so many ways. One that still leaves me in awe is the fact He's always available to us. When you listen to In Touch, I pray you're encouraged to spend quality time alone with God. We'll study His Word for ways to help you enjoy a more intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. We're always In Touch when we walk close to God and understand His will for our lives.
In Touch, heard daily at 8:05 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Your destiny is always going to be birthed through who you're connected to. Every opportunity that comes to your life is coming from somebody or somewhere. It don't just happen. Come on, somebody, huh? Destiny is never birthed in isolation. You know what's birthed in isolation? Depression. Self-absorption. The nobody loves me camp. I don't know why nobody won't call me. Well, nobody don't even know who you are. You won't come to church. Of course, that's nobody here today because you're all here. Praise the Lord. Amen. You say, well, what about Jesus? Jesus, I mean, that was Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ. He went to the cross by himself. Well, how many know Jesus wouldn't have got nothing done without the disciples? He almost didn't get nothing done with the disciples. I'm not kidding. I mean, here's Jesus. He's dying on the cross. All of them are gone except one. And the one that was left was the youngest one. And Jesus was more worried about him than he was about Jesus. I mean, Jesus looked down at John down there with his mom and he said, Mama, you're going to have to watch out for him. Mary, your son. Son, your mama. He's more worried about John than they were worried about him on the cross. And then when he died on the cross for 2 days, they didn't go around talking about how great the gospel of Jesus Christ was. They were out there throwing nets and fishing when it's all over. Boy, did we miss it. How did we miss that? We must be the dumbest guys alive for 3 years walking around with that guy. Now he's dead. We thought he was going to be the king. But when he resurrected from the dead and they got the revelation that he resurrected from the dead, come on, somebody. How many know through those 12... through the 12 and the Apostle Paul and everybody else that was added on that day in Acts chapter 2, verse 40 through 42, in one day 3,000 were added, another day 5,000, and the gospel began to spread through relationships of people that knew how to love each other. They broke bread together. They prayed together. They hung out together. They loved on each other, and they practiced the Apostles' Creed. That's the mechanism for destiny. Because I want to declare to you today that your destiny is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. It ain't found at your job. You are not your job. You are not your car. You're not your house. You're not your career. You are who God made you to be. And you will find your destiny being connected to other believers. Otherwise, you just keep living life and life will pass you by. Ooh, I feel good. All of our destinies depend on each other. And see, what this is the key, man. When one's down, we can lift them up. When one's out, we can bring them back in. We learn how to be Jesus to each other. John 13:35 says this, by this, in other words, the primary way the world is going to know who we are will be because of what I'm about to share with you right now. It's not about the church that you go to. It's not about the job that you have. It's not how you dress. It's not how you carry yourself. Come on, somebody. Amen. It's not even the version of the Bible you use. Thus saith the Lord, thou God Almightiest. I know some churches, if you don't read that Bible, you can't come. Come on. It ain't about what Bible college you went to. He said, this is how people are going to know you. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. That means, it's going to blow your mind. You ready? You have to love me. And I got to love you. And you have to love each other. And this love is not blocked off by race, ethnicity, culture, politics. Come on, somebody. Social status, religion. If you are a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said the world is going to know you're my followers by the love you have for one another. So when I say I love you, I really mean it. And some of you, I want to get to know you more so I can love you different ways. I want to love you the way you think and the way you articulate yourself and the way you explore thought. I like to get to know people. I love people anyway. I don't like it when people don't love me. You can ask Kim. I've suffered with rejection my whole life. It's one of my biggest battles. Sometimes Mondays, my heart, I'll just be honest with you. Sometimes Mondays, my hardest day. After I preach, I get the word, and then I get the text messages on Sunday night. I got pillows with tear stains in them. God! Take me about an hour to climb out of it. Because, I mean, I'm a man of faith, but sometimes my faith takes an hour. Praise the Lord. Adam did not fail because the devil was smarter than him. Because, listen, we're human. Sometimes the devil's smarter than us. And it's okay to admit that, amen? And he didn't fail because God wasn't good enough to him. What happened to him is he failed because he gave up his stewardship. He gave up his right to manage. And rather than have dominion over the things that God gave him, he let the things that God gave him have dominion over him. And see, that when you do that, that's when purpose gets lost. Because listen, your enemy will always profit off your weakness. Like I told you, I struggle with rejection. The enemy likes to try to profit off that. He will struggle. He will cause you to struggle at the place of your weakness. You can go to the hood or you can go to the country club. No matter where you go, amen? How many know, listen, most of people that sell crack ain't smoking it. Most of people pimping prostitutes ain't pimping themselves. Come on, amen? Come on, amen? Why? Because they are profiting off of somebody else's weakness. And that's what the enemy of our life likes to do. He wants to profit off of find our weak point in our life and then begin to profit off of that weakness. So if your weakness is feeling blue, then he wants to profit off of you feeling blue. He's going to do everything he can to make you feeling blue. If your weakness is a lust for money, then he wants to profit off everything. Listen, if you got a lust for money, the devil will make sure you get it. Because he knows that'll keep you from your blessing. You don't believe me? Ask Michael Jackson. Here's a young man raised in the church that knew who God was, and he got a lust for money, and look what it did to his life, his whole life. Died within addiction with everybody he thought that loved him around him trying to take advantage of him. A life that was wasted, had all the money you could ever want in the world. Come on, somebody, help me, amen? That's what the enemy does. If he can isolate us from the love and the relationship of the body of believers, then he can get us in our weakness. The second one is this. The greatest challenge in life is to know what to do. What am I supposed to do with myself? What am I supposed to do? How many times in our life has somebody said to us, you know, if I just knew what to do, if I just understood my purpose, you know, God knows my heart. God knows I would do anything if I just knew what to do. Knowing what to do oftentimes is one of the greatest challenges that we have in our life, trying to find out what the purpose of our life is. Or you could say it this way, what is my assignment in life? How do I know what my assignment is supposed to be? Listen, I haven't been called everywhere, but I've been called somewhere. I haven't been called to preach to everybody, but I've been called to preach to some somebodies. Come on, somebody, amen. You haven't been called everywhere, but you've been called somewhere. You have an assignment for your life. There's a plan. There's a place for you in this world that is God ordained. What is it that I'm supposed to be doing? That's something that people get challenged with every day. I get challenged with it sometimes because I also have to recognize in my own life, not every good opportunity is a God opportunity. And not every open door is a door I should go through. And not every door slammed on me is a door I should give up on. Because sometimes God teaches me a lesson of faith through a door that's been slammed in my face. Come on, how many know what I'm talking about? Amen? If I am really supposed to live this life that is a life of overflowing, then my challenge is to find out what is it that I'm supposed to do so that I can live in the overflow. Watch this. Psalms chapter 1 says this. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in it does he meditate day and night. And he will be like a tree that is planted. Somebody say planted. I know you got to get planted. He will be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of living water. He will bear fruit in its season. His leaf will not wither. All that is tied to being planted. Everybody say planted. You say, what do you mean, Pastor? Planted. I mean, get planted in a body of believers. Because this is where the river of living water begins to flow corporately. When we all got the river of God flowing inside of us, we come together corporately, and then we got a river of God flowing corporately. Then we become a blessing to each other. Is everybody all right? He said, his leaf will not wither, and watch this, and whatsoever thing he does will prosper. I don't know about you, but I'm all about prospering. I've had none, and I've had some. I've lived in lack, and I've lived in plenty. Plenty's better. I'd rather have joy than despair. I'd rather be glad than sad. I want to prosper. I want to prosper in my mind. I want to prosper in my emotions. I want to prosper in my health. I want to prosper in my soul. I want to prosper in my wallet. I want to prosper in my relationships. I want to prosper. So if I want to prosper, then I've got to recognize I've got to get planted and put my hand to the plow and work. What is it I'm supposed to do? And this is what he said. And whatsoever things he does, that's he or she, whatsoever things he or she does will prosper. In other words, God can't prosper something if I'm not doing something. Hey folks, I hope the word that you're hearing is ministering to you today. My heart is that the transforming power of this word is changing you from the inside out. And I just want to say thank you for being a faithful listener. I want to take this break right now and ask you to take a minute to do your part to help keep this word being preached on the air. I'm inviting you to partner with me to change lives all over South Florida. If you would say, yes, Pastor Jason, I want to help you, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to mytruthchurch.com and click on the donate button and give your best gift now. Will you do that for me? Mytruthchurch.com. Click on the donate button and give your best gift now. Help me keep this message of the truth being broadcast all across South Florida. I need your help now, and you can help by just going to mytruthchurch.com and clicking on the donate button. Now let's get back to the word again. He said the key to God prospering is that he's going to prosper whatever it is that I am doing if I'm planted. That's why my destiny is hooked to you. That's why your destiny is hooked to each other. The Bible's very clear. It says, whatever you find to do, do it with all your heart. Whatever your hands finds to do, do it. Keep on doing it. Do it by faith. You start in it, and then you find out you ain't got no grace for it, and then you do something else. But you keep on doing it. Come on, somebody. Amen. Listen, I've been a worship leader. 5 years I was a worship leader. I know you find that hard to believe because I cannot sing. That was an expression of God's grace. Because whatever my hand found to do, I did it anyway. And I did it in faith. And he either made my voice sound really good or he messed with everybody's ears in the congregation because we had some good worship. I'm talking about altars full of people worshiping. I can't sing in nothing but the key of G and a half. If that helps you any. I'm serious. Worship leader, children's pastor, youth pastor, senior pastor. And I still don't get this right all the time. I had to pray. I said, God, I've been a senior pastor since 2009. I really don't know what I'm doing half the time. He said, I'll send you some help. And I got my dad, 30 years of pastor. I got Rocky, 30 years of senior pastor. I got Mark back there, 10 years of pastor. He just put senior pastors all around me. And they're not even hard on me. I mean, just, hey, I just want to just say something to you, Jason. Something you might want to consider. I'm not telling you how to do your job or nothing. I love you, buddy. That's good for me. That's called sweetness right there. That's called a relationship of love. I'm grateful for stuff like that in your life. I know I am. Amen. But through the process, I found out there are some things that I'm not necessarily called to do, but God gave me the grace to do them while I was there because I was faithful to keep my hand to the plow. I was faithful to show up. Listen, I loved being a youth pastor. I didn't get paid for being. I was a youth pastor since 1995. I never got paid for doing anything in the church until 2003. And I put in 60, 70 hours a week being youth pastor, children's pastor, worship leader. We did it all, didn't we, baby? We gave our life away and worked on the side, had a business on the side. And I finally got hired as a youth pastor for $300 a week in 2003. And I loved it. I was dedicated. I was there from sun up to sundown. I'd go over to the pastor's house at night during the day when they were out of town or something, and I'd wash his car for him, wouldn't even tell him. Because I wanted to be blessed and prosper at what I was doing. Come on. I believe in that ministry. Praise the Lord. I'm not trying to get you to wash my car. Don't worry. I'm just telling you, I found out through the process of serving came my promotion. And we made good money when I had my business. But you know, I don't make the kind of money I made when I had my business. But I'm living better than I've ever lived in my life. God has given us year after years opportunities and ways to make money because we've been faithful to do what he's told us to do. And back, I'm not even trying to get on tithes, but you cannot outgive God. You can't do it. In the last 2 years, I've made over $100,000 in real estate investments. Think about that. That don't just happen. That's Holy Ghost. I'm living in the biggest house I've ever lived in my life. 5 bedrooms and 3 baths and 2 stories. Huge house. I'm telling you because I feel like it's a blessing. I'm not bragging. I'm just a testimony to God's grace and power. Come on, praise the Lord. But that is the result of being connected. It's not why I'm connected. We don't do things to get. Listen, God can't prosper anything that you ain't doing. You got to be doing something if you want God to prosper it. Amen. Somebody said, well, I'm just waiting on my blessing to come in. Well, guess what? You're going to keep on waiting. Unless you're using the word waiting like serving. If you're going to keep on serving, then your blessing's coming in. Because that's what the Bible says. For those that wait upon the Lord shall renew the strength. I ain't talking about sitting around going like this. Lord, I'm waiting on you. Come on, renew me. Oh, dear God, please renew me. Oh, Jesus. That ain't the kind of wait we talking about. That waiting is serving. Like a waiter at a restaurant. You serving God. Praise the Lord. That's good, Pastor. Amen. See, some people miss their miracle because they don't ever do anything. Well, that's not true. They don't ever do anything but offer an opinion. Listen, being a part of the church is not just so you can show up and worship and get a word, get your worship on and get a word over your life. It has a whole lot more to do with you just discovering your destiny. It has a whole lot more than just discovering destiny. It has more to do with engaging your destiny. We come here to encourage and build each other up so we can engage the life that God has called us to. It's more about being connected. It's more about doing life together. See, we're in this together. It's hard. If you've never been in the military, you don't understand this. But if you've been in the military, I've been in the military. I was in the United States Navy. There's something about being on a destroyer in the midst of combat in the Persian Gulf where you know your life is dependent on the person that's sleeping in the rack next to you for them to do their job. And if that's true in the United States Navy, how much more true is it in the house of God when we're dealing with things that are eternal?
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
Like the rising sun that shines.
Your light has come.
Your light
children.
Has come.